On this episode of Schnepps Connects, we're joined by Rob Lubin, the Democratic candidate for Congress's 2nd District of New York. The district encompasses communities along the South Shore of Long Island. It includes southwestern Suffolk County and parts of southeastern Nassau County. So, Rob, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here. You know, it's an exciting time. We're so close to an election, so it's fun to talk about the issues with you.
I'm glad to be able to provide a forum to really inform people and let them know more about you. So we'd love to just start off with you to share a little bit about your background and experience.
Absolutely. So I'm the son of an immigrant. I'm fluent in Spanish and Italian. My mother moved to the United States from Italy in her 20s. Grew up in a bilingual home, a home that believed in the American dream. I'm a small business owner myself. I have a manufacturing company that makes apparel lines. Before that, I worked in the sports industry for a few NFL teams, the New York Jets, which is a hometown team, and the Washington Commanders. And then in European soccer for a team called AS Roma, based in Rome, and FC Barcelona, based in Barcelona. Decided to run because of key issues that affected me personally. I call it the brass tax campaign. But for example, I lost vision in my left eye, got no insurance coverage for it. That drove me bananas. It's extremely expensive to buy a home. And managing a small business, we have 90,000 small businesses on Long Island. Managing a small business, maintaining it and growing it, it needs help. And I felt like I didn't receive enough of it. So I'm happy to be here and I'm happy to be running.
So talk to me about what are the three most important issues you're focused on in this campaign and what's your stance on each of them?
Look, let's start with an issue that I think everyone on Long Island is experiencing right now. That is the affordability crisis. We are absolutely in an affordability crisis and people are leaving. And the truth is we need to create change and we need to create change fast. This isn't an issue that can wait. So for example, we have to repeal the SALT cap. That is something that's been fought for a while and nothing's been done. I think a new voice and new leadership can create that kind of change and create that difference. Another thing is capping prescription costs. Let's be honest, it's too expensive. It's affecting people's paychecks. It's affecting people's livelihoods. We need to cap prescription costs. And as someone that has a prescription medication that I need to take for my eye, I recognize the importance of getting this done quickly. And then again, on affordability, it's expanding the child tax credit. We saw it in effect during the COVID period. It cut childhood poverty in half. That is something we need to continue to focus on. We want people to feel like they can have families. And when they do that, they have support from their government. And that is something I will be fighting for. The next topic is securing our border. It's an issue that affects people on Long Island as it does around all over the country. There was a bipartisan border bill in place that I think made a lot of sense for what we're trying to achieve here, which is stopping the bleeding, creating a process that hires more agents, creating a process that hires more judges, expediting the asylum seeking process so we can get people into the country and working, because the truth is we have a lot of opportunities for work. We're the greatest economic country in the world, and it's our most important and renewable resource is our, you know, our people coming into this country like my mother did the right way. But we need to focus on that. We need to pass that bill. And then I think something that affects my neighbors every single day is protecting the South Shore, right? Protecting the fact that we have rising sea levels that are affecting home ownership and properties. The fact that we need to maintain affordable access to flood insurance. It is important that we continue to pursue that and that we're investing in infrastructure that creates a more resilient and protected Long Island from drainage to sewage to our beaches themselves. It's time we make those investments, because the truth is we're not going to snap our finger and this is going to stop happening. You see the flooding, you see the damage that's happening. Hurricanes like we saw Milton down in Florida, that's going to keep happening. It's going to happen to us because we've seen it before.
I want to talk about seniors. Obviously, it's an important voting bloc, critical part of our community. 48 million Americans help their loved ones each day to remain independent in their homes and communities. These family caregivers sacrifice time and money and provide $600 billion annually in unpaid support. How would you help family caregivers?
I mean, this is something that I think affects every family, right? We want to be close to our loved ones, and our loved ones want to feel like they can be independent and stay in their homes. I'll tell you, mine do, so I understand. The truth is Medicare should cover in-home caregiving costs. And we need to be able to make those kinds of investments into our loved ones. Family caregivers should also be able to receive federal money if their primary job is caregiving, right? We want to create an environment we're able to support our family members that have done so much for us. We want to be able to give back. We want to be able to be present, and we want to be able to give them the opportunity to live independently and that people can actually take care of them. And I think that this is a very good start to be able to do that.
So my next question is on Social Security. The Social Security Trust Fund is expected to see a shortfall in just 10 years. If Congress doesn't act, millions of Americans who are counting on Social Security will see cuts to the money they've earned. Do you see a path for Congress to work on a bipartisan solution to protect Social Security for those who have earned it?
Look, Social Security is something people have worked so hard for. It is something that comes under scrutiny constantly, especially by the Republican Party. There is no way to do anything about Social Security if we are not bipartisan. We need bipartisanship now more than ever to solve the Social Security Trust Fund issue. And Republicans have continuously talked about privatizing Social Security. I actually think that makes the situation a lot worse. I read through Project 2025. I've listened to Trump's plan, and I think it would worsen the issue, and the shortfall would come, I think, like 4 years earlier. I mean, the truth is, we need Democrats in Congress to solve this issue because this is an issue where I feel Democrats have the winning hand on, and it is something that I will absolutely be focused on when elected. I will make sure we are protecting Social Security. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is a key topic. This is something that matters to the voters of New York's 2nd District. This is top of mind.
So, Rob, really, my last question for you is why should Long Islanders vote for you?
I show up. Okay, that's the truth. I debate. I do regular town halls. I do podcasts. I do interviews. I go to community events. I show up for the voters, and my opponent doesn't. And I feel it's very important now more than ever that people have transparency and access to their representative when things aren't going the way they want. And my focus is going to be on passing legislation. I will pass legislation because this Congress has passed the least amount of legislation ever historically. I will focus on issues that affect my neighbors because they affect me personally. I will protect women's rights. I will represent my constituents. I will never be a corporate PAC shill. I have no corporate PAC money now. I don't think my opponent can say the same, but my focus is really to protect our small businesses, make life more affordable, protect a woman's right to choose, protect our seniors, and be present. Because being present and showing people you're out there shows that you care.
Well, Rob, I really want to thank you for your time and for informing our audience. I want to remind everyone that this episode of Schnepps Connects is sponsored by AARP New York. You can listen to this podcast and any of our podcasts at podcast.schneppsmedia.com, and you can stream us on all major podcast platforms, as well as Schnepps Media's YouTube channel.